Thank you. It's best. Drew and Mike, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith and Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. To see what your home is worth or help in finding a new one, call Scott at 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746. Or email Scott at skunith@cbwm. You can text him, and he promises to call you back in a timely manner. Or if you just want to text, that's fine, too. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. And if you want to refer someone to Scott, that would be great, too. And he also has been answering questions people have that's not related to immediately selling or listing or finding you a new home. And he doesn't mind. He's just that kind of guy. Scott Kunith, the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual at skunith@cbwm. And we had more interesting news yesterday. It was a weird day with Bob Carmack, and then Jim Fouts apparently got hit by Adobe Selma flare again.
I know. I can't believe they just won't leave him alone with that Adobe Selma flare.
It's terrible.
Like right after we got off, Erica Erickson did this story with Puel.
Was that his comment? Fuck that chair.
Pretty much, as he walked away from her.
I want to actually meet some abused women and say, you know, I'm available as a big brother.
It's another audio clip, allegedly.
I want to meet some abused women because I'm available as a big brother or a fuck? Is that what he was saying?
Play it back.
Oh, women. It's bleeped. So.
Fox News, Erica Erickson. That's got to be what the bleeped word is.
I want to actually meet some abused women and say, you know, I'm available as a big brother or a
It's another audio clip, allegedly, of Warren Mayor Jim Fouts. A source tells Fox 2 the recording comes from a former high-ranking employee. We're told that employee had been in the car with Fouts and only Fouts, and they were on their way to an event to support victims of violence, a benefit for Turning Point, Macomb County Domestic Violence Shelter.
Meet a woman, maybe about 35, that's abused, and, you know, she's open for some abuse from the mayor.
Earlier this year, recording leaked to Motor City Muckraker, aimed at the disabled child of former presidential candidate Rick Santorum. In other recordings, Fouts is also accused of referring to black people as chimpanzees and bragging about how easy it is to pay for sex with a 16-year-old girl in Amsterdam. But despite several audio recordings coming out over the last 2 years, Fouts adamant that this isn't his voice on those tapes.
Is it you on those tapes? It sounds just like you.
Well, you know, that's your opinion, but
and everyone else's.
Goodbye.
Fox 2 confronting Fouts once again Thursday with this latest clip, asking for comment.
Oh, Lord. Not without knowing what it is.
Well, I have it right here. I can play it for you.
Well, I want to read about it first before I give a reaction.
I can play it for you. I have it right here.
He just walks away.
Do you want me to take your information?
If I come in there without the camera first and let you listen to it.
Fox 2 later only receiving a phone call from the mayor saying he's held fundraisers for battered women. He's disappointed and would never say anything like that. He says that's clearly not him on that tape.
I want to actually meet some abused women and say, you know, I'm available as a big brother.
Fouts went on to say that he's tired of these tapes, and so are the people of Warren. He also says, quote, don't come back with another manufactured phony tape. I'm Erica Erickson, Fox 2 News.
Okay, Erica, go back with
that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe Selfware.
Well, that's consistent.
Man, he was probably so rocked to talk to Erica about whatever. He didn't even know what it was about. So excited to talk to her, probably about something great about his city of Warren. And it's another tape that he made.
I'm kind of amazed that it's weird how, you know, something like that, you'd think that there'd be some way that it would be disqualifying to do certain things. I'm not saying that necessarily or a specific statement, but it just seems like the city council there could say this is beyond the pale, just like the judge that doesn't show up in Detroit. Nothing you can do. Just keep paying her. You know, she's not allowed to hear cases. The staff infection judge?
Right. Didn't she get blown out?
Yeah, I thought she did.
She's fired?
Yeah, oh yeah.
She's no longer able to, you know, sit at court.
But isn't she still paid, though? I think she's still on payroll.
Oh, boy, I thought she wasn't. I thought that was the last straw. I could be wrong.
What's her name?
Khalil Davis? Khalia Davis? K-H-I-L-I-A, I think.
That's right. Yeah. K-H-L-I-A.
I think it was Rasputia Davis, R-A-S-P-U-T-I.
And there she goes, speeding by.
How you
not
doing?
Stopping.
Heller. Khalilia, K-I-L.
There she goes.
Because, excuse me, I had a surgery. I have a wound infection and an open wound. So if you want staph infection.
How do you spell her crazy name?
Rasputia.
It's K-A-L-I-L-I-A.
Okay.
It's a lot of lines.
I hope she's done. I knew they couldn't, that she had not been allowed, and she was complaining because she couldn't walk to the proper entrance. She was going in the wrong way, and they said, no, you have to go in that entrance. Everyone has to go through that entrance. And so they got her a wheelchair, and she said, nope, it's got to be a motorized cart. And they said, well, nope, taxpayers aren't going to pay for that, so see ya! And she was barred from hearing cases. That was about 2 weeks ago.
That was the last
ago.
One, yeah. So I guess she's still getting paid, yeah. She go to Germany for that vacation.
She's a great singer.
Oh, she also refused to use video equipment in her courtroom.
Yeah.
And hasn't been pulling cases on the record. She made it clear her intent was to continue to circumvent the video reporting system so they couldn't let her hear cases.
Problem.
How can she just...
This is kangaroo court.
That's what I mean. How can you just be so... I mean, she's not even close to performing her
have
job.
Have you looked at her?
Oh, I'm not shocked by it. She wouldn't go to work for 2 months.
Take care of herself.
How can she be employed still? She can do whatever she wants, but...
Because they make the rules.
How can you not go to work for the first 2 months of your job and still have your job?
And then
she wanted her first week off to go see her online boyfriend? How does it... I mean, I don't understand
she was being scammed.
I don't get it. So now she continues.
Now she's just
I
on
think
the payroll,
she's still
doing
getting
nothing.
Paid. Yeah, doing nothing, which is the least damaging thing she can do. And this whole thing, and she just
a job
she
I
argues
do
with
for.
Everything. She doesn't want a wheelchair. She wants a motorized cart. No, forget it. Well, no, you forget it. She was supposed to videotape the courtroom. No, not in my courtroom.
What was that thing about her using the entrance? And they were. They said, no, you have to use the public entrance now.
Well, that's because she couldn't walk all the way to the public entrance, so she was going in another entrance. And then they said, no, you have to go through that entrance. And she said, I can't walk that far. So they gave her the wheelchair.
I thought she was working out.
She was.
I'm serious.
She couldn't come to work. She was.
Yeah.
It's getting hotter.
It's a low bar.
Pretty weak.
Excuse me.
Speaking of people who have trouble keeping up, I was reading about all the support for Britney Spears from her boyfriend,
God.
And Kevin Federline, who said, I'm going to take care of the kids full time.
Oh, that's nice of you, since they're your kids.
It's so brave of her to get help at this mental health facility because she has had a breakdown over her father's health. He's got very serious health situation, and it's just rather than help her father, she is now the problem. Mm. So apparently, you have to be in perfect operating condition in order for her to function.
She's getting more support than her father.
She is.
That's pretty.
I didn't see anything about him in the story. It was all about her.
Yep. And he's actually undergoing real surgery.
I don't know. Again, sometimes I feel like there's too much supporting and having backs, and maybe somebody should be telling someone to have a little more backbone. You know, like, your father really needs you right now. Can you suck it up a little bit? Can anyone be asked to suck it up? If somebody always has their back and is always supporting them, just like, I stand with Jesse Smollett. Oh, that's great. That's so nice of you to have his back. He really has earned it.
Right.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
Wow.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Oh, boy. And yesterday I meant to talk about LeVar Ball.
Oh, I love that guy. He's just crazy.
That story was so hilarious. He's
never lost.
First of all, I've always found him to be so obnoxious because he's making his kid's life harder because he's such an asshole. He's so overbearing that there's certain people who say, I don't really want his kid on my team because I got to deal with the father.
Right. Yeah.
And the kid, Lonzo, who seems to be a pretty good player, although I noticed he was averaging 10 points a game and maybe 4 rebounds and 6 assists, which is not
yeah,
pretty
team,
good.
Yeah.
He's an interesting player, but he's shooting 38%. Did you see his free throw shooting?
Yeah.
41%?
Yeah, pretty lousy.
What the hell is that? Anyway, so he's not LeBron James, but he's a good player.
I have a 5 game, he good. 1-on-1, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
So, you know, the normal thing to do would be to partner up with Nike or a shoe company. But no, this guy, this friend of LeVar Ball says, nope, you got to start your own brand.
Yeah.
And so he
Brilliant.
Does. Big Baller Brand. And the friend who, I just happened to forgot to mention, he went to prison for 7 years for embezzling $4 million.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want an embezzler running my business. Well, I'm not an expert at it, but
he's not allowed to raise funds.
That might be a red flag.
He's not allowed to raise funds.
Oh, really?
That's
part from
of his
investors?
Probation. Yes. And he was already in violation of his probation when he entered into this deal with Big Baller Brand. And the deal was that he got 16% of Big Baller Brand, and also he had the authority if he was made the main officer to sign on behalf of Big Baller Brand for whatever. And he got a number of loans to Big Baller Brand, quote unquote, with a finance charge of $950,000. They were loan sharks, basically.
What?
Yeah, and he got the finance charges. They were paid to him.
To him.
Or yes.
I kind of admire his brilliance.
He's
of
He's kind
this
of
scam.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And
well,
by the way,
he found an idiot to take advantage of.
The deal whereby he made himself the chief officer was signed by Lorenzo Ball, Lonzo Ball, Tina Ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, what a pile of morons.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Not to mention,
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
You might want to look this guy up. So now,
his friend.
Apparently, Lonzo Ball has lost millions in this deal.
Yeah.
He has siphoned millions of dollars, some of which are in Ethiopia. What? Ethiopia?
Yeah, it's.
Why? That's a weird place for money.
I thought it was, too.
It's a place to keep your money. What are you talking about?
But anyway, the kid, you know, I don't know. How much money does Lonzo Ball make? It sounded like the father basically wiped out the kid's first 2 year of NBA earnings.
Well, the good thing is he's young, so he's got some earning potential left.
Well, but his father's in charge of him. He's his father's in his
base,
officer.
Base salary of $7.4 million.
Well, it's $3.7 million. They lost millions, plus the finance charges they paid this guy. It sounded like this shoe company, which, by the way, it took 6 months to get shoes, which were $500 a pair. I mean, how could you come up with something so moronic? And here Nike
God
wanted to sign
shoes.
The guy.
Yeah.
But that was the other funny part, was they said the chance of a deal with Nike or a large shoe company was pretty slim after all this. Because LeVar Ball had pretty much told all these shoe companies to fuck themselves. And by basically destroying the kid's brand, he's not really likely to get a shoe deal now. If this kid turns out to be the great player that his father says he is, who knows? I don't know. But, oh, my God, I was reading that article and I'm going, no, this can't be real.
The worst part is
no one can be this dumb.
The other bad part is he had a Big Baller Brand tattoo on his calf that he had to cover up, and it looks ridiculous now. It's a couple dice. Yeah,
I felt
not a good look.
I felt so sorry for the kid.
Lonzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he didn't choose his dad.
No, and his dad screwed him, and he screwed him out of millions of dollars.
Those dice.
Yeah. I know. Doesn't that look terrible?
They're not very cubed.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play with those dice.
And, you know, the way
I think the same number might come up every time.
If this father could get out of these kids' way, they probably could do something great. Because the other one was in UCLA and he got caught shoplifting. And then
Trump had to save him.
The coach suspended him. And
yeah, you don't remember that?
LeVar Ball said, that's fucked up and that's bullshit. He didn't do anything wrong. Trump didn't do anything to help him. And I'm pulling him out of UCLA.
And then they played in Lithuania. And he lit it up on that Lithuanian team, even though they were terrible.
Yeah, wasn't it some putz league?
Yeah, I think it was like second level Lithuania.
Why are you crapping all over Lithuania?
Because they accepted LeVar Ball's kids to play in the professional league.
Okay. Yeah,
I thought his next thing was, wasn't he going to make a minor league to take on the NBA G League?
Oh, if LeVar Ball says it, then I'm sure it'll happen. He's got quite a track record.
You got to admire. He's an idea man.
He is an idea man.
All of them bad.
Well, this idea, though, was put in his head by this felon. Yeah. So maybe he's not such an idea man. He's a big talker. I don't know what else
he's lost.
What's going on with the younger ones? Are they going to play pro ball? Are they really good?
I think the middle one just kind of sucks. He's kind of puttered out. But the youngest is supposed to go to either Australia or China this year to play.
Okay, cool.
Out of high school?
Yeah.
Well, I think he pulled him out of high school.
Pulled him out of high school?
Yeah.
Is he that good?
Well, no. I thought he wanted to pull him out of high school, so I don't know if you heard this, but he wanted him to play in a second-level Lithuanian basketball league. He put them both in that league.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, so one of them's good and one of them's not that good.
Well, I think they're just young.
I don't think LiAngelo's very good.
He's the middle one, right?
Really riding on Lonzo.
He's already 20. If he was good, he'd be in the league.
Yeah.
But the youngest one is LaMelo, and he's only 17.
LiAngelo and LaMelo.
And Lonzo. And LeVar.
And Tina. Come on.
One of these things is not like the other.
So, Lorenzo, I noticed, or Lonzo, had played... he's out for the season, and he missed a lot of games last year. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. What is injury?
He's got some injuries. But he still has some kind of... did LeBron like this guy, or is LeBron going to send him packing? Or are the Lakers sending LeBron packing?
What's going on
with LeBron?
Garbage. They should just trade him.
Yeah, Lonzo had an ankle injury. But hey, we get to see more Mo Wagner.
Sweet.
How's Mo Wagner doing?
Not good.
Not good?
He barely played.
Okay.
That'd be great if they traded LeBron to, say, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think, Oklahoma City, a real small market. I was going to say Milwaukee, but they're actually good.
I'm sure LeBron can decide. The league would just let him decide. Just engineer the trade
I vetoed that trade.
I know, it almost seems like WWE now.
I know, but who is the most important person in the NBA? It is still
LeBron
James by a mile.
I don't know. This year was really
weird. Wield the most power.
First of all, seeing him not play hard was really strange.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Not a good year for him.
Nope. I don't know. Maybe just getting up there a little bit?
He's distracted.
Of course he was.
He's got too many projects. He's living in L.A. He's living all of his other dreams aside from basketball.
What's his big TV show?
He's got a bunch.
There's one that's like just
the barbershop one, or he's got the Million Dollar Mile. He's got the Wall. He's got another documentary series.
Do we know how many of them are doing?
I have no idea.
Got a cartoon series called The LeBrons.
Really?
Well, that sounds like a good one.
And he's got movies. He pops into movies every now and again. He's going to do Space Jam next year. He did Trainwreck.
How many movies can he really be a character in? I mean, are that many movies that need LeBron
to his credit,
James?
Though,
at least LeBron James.
To his credit, he did have a pretty good role in Trainwreck.
That's pretty good.
He came out likable.
That's funny.
I liked him more than Amy Schumer in that flick.
That's not saying much.
Star
of that movie was John Cena.
Yeah.
Well, Final Four action tonight, and then we'll be back on Sunday with the Monday show and a new episode of No BS News.
Huge birthday party this weekend.
Can't wait.
Birthday party for...
Annie's first birthday.
Oh.
It's going to be a blast, total blowout.
Really? Annie.
Looking forward to it.
You're going
to
just tear up a cake all by yourself?
Yeah, she will. That maniac.
How long has that been a thing, by the way?
What, a smash cake?
I never did that when I was a kid. Well, I don't know. I was one.
You were deprived.
Probably.
I can...
Happy birthday to her.
Do you recall smashing a cake when you were one?
No, I never. I never saw all those videos online of people having their faces smashed. It's a Tosh episode. And it's like, that's another one of those things, isn't it? Like the cupcakes to choose your, or the hats to choose your.
I will say a smash cake for a one-year-old birthday party is very anticlimactic because most of them don't smash it. They're very tentative.
Oh, what I'm talking about is people smash, when you lean smashy, in to blow out the candles.
Oh, I should do that to Annie. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, no.
No, I thought the deal was so you just sad. Put the cake in front of the one-year-old and they do whatever
yeah,
they want.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And
that's
they just gouge it. And,
yeah, but they never do. They're very, I think the ones I've seen are very tentative. Maybe I'm hanging around a lot of tentative one-year-olds.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Charlotte definitely was because she didn't want to get dirty.
I've seen babies tear up a cake.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
With my kids.
I don't know. I think that's okay. I don't think they're smashing their face in the cake.
It's going to be a blowout.
I just didn't know if
it's undignified.
Everybody
crazy
is that?
Party.
Yeah, Trudy, hold your dignity. Don't attend any parties where one-year-olds destroy a perfectly good cake.
I don't want to go to that party.
What? It's going to be a blast.
Now I have the grounds to not attend. On Zoob's first birthday, I made him a cake, and then I heard the baby monitor, and he was in there, and he was just like, it's so sick. And he never got his birthday cake.
What?
His entire birthday, he was sick.
Charlotte was telling me
she occupied the victim position.
I had never heard.
He didn't get to tear.
That's the place to be.
I had never heard of this before till Tom Mazzaway told me about it a few years ago. A half birthday. Oh yeah. And so we're driving the car, and Charlotte goes, "Daddy, did you know I have a half birthday?" I went, "No, you don't." yes, I do. It is halfway through the year. I said, "Yeah, but that's not a thing." I'm arguing with her that half birthday is not a thing, and then she's telling me that, "Well, my friend just had a half birthday, and she had a party, and another friend spent the night." And I said, when? She goes, yesterday. I said, nobody's spending the night at someone else's house on a school night. Yep. So now I'm in this ridiculous argument with her where I know she's wrong.
But
luck telling her that
she's
wrong.
Maybe she's not wrong. Maybe she's trying to weasel a half birthday. Maybe
I'll guarantee you that's what she's doing.
That means that Drew's half birthday is at the end of this month. So.
Oh.
Oh.
So have a party. I'm sure Tom will wish you a happy half birthday.
I honestly.
That's not a thing, though, is it? Do people celebrate that with their kids?
Oh, come on. A half birthday. No. Really? You know, I got to tell you, I have. In the last,
Tom celebrated that with his kids, though.
For the most of my adult life, I'm constantly amazed by people who, you know, are 43, 47, 56, 30, 37, 26, who talk like their birthday is the biggest event of the year. You're like, oh my God, it's my birthday next week. And, you know, everyone's supposed to get so.
It's my
your 35th, birthday.
My 35th birthday next
week.
Next week.
Right, yeah. Ooh.
Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know, enjoying your birthday or
it's not a month long celebration,
yeah,
though. And I know people that want to make it a month long celebration.
I mean, I don't want to point any fingers at anyone like Tom Mazzaway, but I mean, really, when you're a grown, I mean, birthdays, aren't they for children?
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you can't have a 40th birthday party for your wife or for your husband. I mean, once in a while, but some of these people just, they talk about, well, that's in July and that's my birthday month. So I don't know if I want to make any plans.
Yeah, birthday months, birthday weeks.
It's not
birthday.
A thing. It's not a thing.
Come on. Knock it off.
Birthday
my
year.
Birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
I mean, doesn't everyone know someone who makes a big deal about their birthday every year?
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to hear about it, and you're going to hear about it, and you're going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy.
It's annoying.
My birthday's on a Saturday. I'm thinking about getting drunk.
Really?
That's a normal birthday. Wish, I think.
By yourself.
Actually, we're taking the baby to the doctor for her 5-month checkup.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's my birthday.
Oh, it's almost her half birthday.
How much of a birthday?
It's almost.
It's almost her.
Oh, yeah, she is coming up on her half birthday.
That's not a thing.
By the way, how are the quarterly pictures going with the family?
Great. Wonderful. I think we probably have more scheduled soon. I mean, if there's a birthday coming up,
you're never far from new pictures.
Yeah, but this is the end for a while, for at least, because now that she's won, then I think we wait, I don't know, I think it's 6 months.
What do you do with all these pictures?
Well, if you'd come over once in a while, you'd see them hanging on the wall.
How much all wall
pictures,
do you have?
Every 3 months of pictures are on the wall?
They might get rotated.
Seriously?
Yeah.
A lot of framing.
Yeah.
It is.
I'd rather put my kid through college than constantly be framing new pictures.
Well, if you don't want to remember things.
Well, I remember in my head.
Yeah, that's not the same.
I guess not.
I think you, Charlotte, and Annie, or Maddie, should have half birthdays together.
No.
Drew and the babies should have a half birthday party.
I'm sure there aren't any pictures of Madeline.
We haven't had any professional pictures taken
yet. What?
No.
Oh, good luck remembering what you look like.
Does Julie know about this?
I mean, when we were in the hospital, we paid for, you know, somebody to come in there and snap a couple.
Yeah, that is a racket, so, by
wait,
the way.
You got
a
I know, I've heard that.
Sons are fucking
a lot of people bitched about that.
That's what happens now. You know, when I was younger, and I'm sure you guys have them too, you had baby photos. You have a photo that you took a baby photo. Yeah. I had one. I look like an alien. But they don't really just give you a free baby photo anymore like they used to. What they do is they send somebody from a company there to say,
with
I'll snap pictures, and for $350 you can get a bunch of them, or something like that.
They've monetized everything. Yeah. Everything is monetized.
Yeah. All I can think of is, I want that exclusive contract with Beaumont, because it's the one company that gets it.
I know. By the way, I'm glad that every expectant mother has $350 to throw around.
Yeah.
What about 6-month pictures, Brandon? Well, I have a feeling Kristen's going to get on the program.
What about 3 months?
Well, I'd like to have, I don't know, we'll probably do something, because I want a picture of all of us, I mean, like a professional picture, because we really don't have any, not since the wedding photos, I think.
I love that you want to be
in. Oh, wait,
them.
Never mind. We did do those pictures for the...
Well, Maddie
oh, wait, you did them on the gender reveal party. You took pictures.
It wasn't a gender reveal party. It was just, it was when we announced the pregnancy, I guess.
Do we have to get Marcus on the phone? To make the call.
Hey, we might next week, because, hey, Marcus might win our pool. He might win our March Madness pool.
Really?
Yeah, it's his first time.
Is he leading?
Marcus
Who's
is
his champion?
No, the person MSU. Leading is Evan. Evan is leading.
Yeah. Well, he is Kentucky, though.
Yeah, but if Texas Tech beats Auburn or vice versa, nobody has those guys going to the championship, so no one's going to pass
him. I wonder if he knows that. I don't know.
Marcus is a diehard sports fan. Has been for years. He went to the 68 World Series in St. Louis and in Detroit. I mean, this guy loves sports, and he's never filled out a March Madness bracket once.
What?
In his entire life. So he fills one out with us, and he's freaking winning.
Bullshit.
That's exciting.
When's his half birthday?
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about Marcus. Something that matters. Oh, boy. How old is Marcus?
Mid-60s, is late, he? Late 60s.
And a half.
Seems like he's doing pretty well.
Oh, he's great.
Join life?
Yeah, he's the best neighbor I could ever ask for.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I saw this story on, actually it was In Pursuit, the John Walsh show. Mm-hmm. You know, this is America's Most Wanted for the Crime Channel. And it was about this couple from Farmington Hills.
No way, really?
You know, maybe remember this, because I didn't remember this very well. It was a gay couple, two guys who were like just getting ready to retire. They had planned. This one guy was super artistic. Mm-hmm. He was a designer at Chrysler. He painted. He did everything. And he was looking forward to building this house in Florida. And he'd spent months, years designing this house.
Really?
Going over every detail. And his partner was in Florida groundbreaking, like with the contractor. And these guys are both very hard workers. Always working, and the one guy who I'm going to tell you about, they said he worked particularly hard because he'd had vision problems from being a small child, and he had to take these drops every day, and he was constantly worried about losing his vision, so he was kind of trying to get it all in.
Right.
And it was a really cool story, but anyway, they were super close to their neighbors in Farmington Hills. Everybody was a real tight neighborhood. They'd all lived there for a long, long time. Huh. And it's this really nice story as it goes along. And then the guy's at the groundbreaking, and he calls home, and, oh, what do you know? He doesn't answer for 5 days. It's like, what the hell? So he calls the neighbor. The neighbor goes over, oh, there's nobody here. And he's like, well, is his medication for his eyes in the refrigerator? Yeah, it's in there. He's like, something is way wrong. And they called the police, and the police were like, well, he could have gone off with a dude. You don't know. And they looked in the day planner, and he had mentioned going biking with somebody. And they looked in the day planner, and there was this name, Edgar something. And so they look up this guy, and it turns out it's this guy with this rap sheet of all this crap. And he was nowhere. Well, first of all, they found this trunk, which, oh, God, this is a long story. I'm going to have to shorten this. In searching the house, the other partner found that this trunk that the victim's parents had brought everything they had, everything in their life over in from Czechoslovakia when they came to America, the trunk was gone.
Oh, boy.
And there were tracks of the trunk being dragged through the basement. Mm-hmm. And they found specks of blood on the wall. Boy. And so, anyway, they look up this guy, this incredible record. And he, the charge card was running up these wild charges in Mexico.
So they knew.
Yeah, so he was in Mexico trying to running up his credit card, and they had tape of him calling the investment company saying, "Hey, I wanted to liquidate these funds, and what's the problem?" And you hear this voice, and it's not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's this other guy who, it turned out, had bragged of, you know, doing things to other people and stealing money, and he was big on getting passwords and things. He was just a big piece of shit. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. Anyway, yeah, he murdered the guy, and this is like 17 years ago. And
really?
He's still in pursuit, otherwise known as America's
Wanted. They didn't find him?
No, they were showing pictures of him. They told the whole story.
Oh.
They showed the house in Farmington Hills and the Farmington Hills police and all that. And they showed his picture, and they didn't have an aged picture. I was surprised because he's now, I think he was 19, and he's like 36 or 37. And I thought they'd have an aged picture, but they didn't. But, oh, my God, what a story. And they never found the body.
Wow.
And the partner died like 3 years later. I mean, just brokenhearted, just distraught. They'd been together like 25 years. And then salt in the wound. They said that they felt that this 19-year-old, he had bragged about how older gay guys are easy to swindle.
Oh, dick.
Because he was a hot 19-year-old.
Wow.
Who liked chicks, but he would pretend he was gay, I guess. So
right, yeah.
That was...
God, Farmington Hills has some terrible crime.
I know. There's been some really weird stuff.
And
Semen.
Danielle Stislicky, yeah, and yeah. Siemens, and...
There's been a bunch.
Yeah, and the woman who lives two blocks away from me, who
was out her window, thrown out the window by her 16-year-old son.
Yes.
Hey,
that was a crazy story.
Terrible.
Left something out about that show. How cool did John Walsh look?
He still looks pretty cool. Yeah, he's big on leather jackets, and he's always dressed to the nines.
If you go in his closet, it would be all leather jackets.
Yeah.
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
God.
It could be 40 or 90 out. He's wearing a leather jacket.
A lot of black.
Somebody yesterday at the opening day thing was complaining that they can't stop thinking in drops, and that dick skin.
It's great.
Comes into my head every single time I get my jacket. Because you.
It's such a great drop.
Oh, do we have breaking news, Brandon?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Mr. Jesse Smollett has refused to reimburse the city of Chicago for the cost of police overtime spent investigating his false police report. The law department is now drafting a civil complaint that will be filed in the court of Cook County.
Mm.
So they're suing him now because he's not paying that money.
I don't know if they're going to win.
A tough win, yeah.
But I think they're having fun. Just piling on honestly, every time Smollett, his lawyers, or Kim Fox, the prosecutor, responds, the pile just gets bigger. People just go, shut up! We're going to be dicks, and you're going to shut up. And every time you open your mouth, we're going to wail on you. What can you say? They screwed up. Something happened. Somebody pulled through their weight around, and they dropped it. End of story.
Right. I think a municipality, though, does have the right to charge him for services.
Yeah, but...
Particularly since...
Well, but remember, there's been no crime committed, quote-unquote, and they're supposed to do their job, so trying to prove it.
You don't have to be part of a crime committed against you. You can have any kind of a service.
The prosecutor said she wasn't saying they couldn't prove that he faked the crime, that he did indeed... Should have been charged. The grand jury said he should be charged. 16 counts.
This will be an interesting case.
Yeah, it will be.
I hope he loses.
That'll be funny, too, because he'll refuse to pay. And what's going to be his mistake is if he makes a lot of comments about it, he should just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And Taraji P. Henson. Yeah, Jesse Smollett's still on the show. Why wouldn't he be in the show?
Because there's no show.
I stand with Jesse Smollett. The quote of the week from some dope winning an NAACP award.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye, Empire.
We need to move on with the best of Drew and Mike, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith. Text or call Scott if you want to know what your home is worth or you want help in finding a new one, 248-797-7746, or email Scott at skunath@cbwm. That's 248-797-7746 to reach the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel. And on the best of, we've got, the David Miscavige, the meal ordering process. That was good. Lenny Dykstra busted. For what this time?
Remember when he was stealing stuff from that hotel?
Yeah.
We talked to Lenny on this one.
He's a stiff, bro.
Everything is so messy with Lenny. This whole thing with Ron Darling now. Oh, boy. Maz takes his first shot. What's that?
Remember when he took a shot of alcohol? A little airplane bottle?
Oh, yeah.
And it took him forever?
Yeah, he was sipping it.
He sipped the shot for like an hour.
I think he got hammered, too.
That was weird. He was impacted by the shot.
Very, very much so.
And then, Thumbs Down Ryan. I'm a fan of Thumbs Down Ryan.
So am I.
And the human metronome, that three-year-old who is such bullshit. The three-year-old drummer with his father behind him setting the beat. And the kid is playing with the Boston Pops, and he just keeps wailing after the song is over. He's like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, look at the three-year-old. Ha, 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 ha. And meanwhile, these professional musicians are like, oh, God, stupid. Anyway, we gave him the thumbs down treatment. That three-year-old got his.
Gladly.
Don't anybody dare comment on us picking on a three-year-old. He was playing with the Boston Pops. You open yourself up when you do that. And he can't read it anyway. His father needs to read it.
He's five by now or six, right?
Probably, yeah. Maybe he's reading it now. Maybe he's getting the lesson he didn't get 2 years ago. Either way, I stand with my original comment. That three-year-old needed thumbs down. Lots of them.
Toughen that kid up.
All right, so here we go. The best of the Drew and Mike show.
Oh, there's a new story about who's Leah Remini?
Oh, yeah.
And she's talking about Scientology, and they were really,
I just saw her show last night.
They're really pissed at her for not converting Kevin James.
Oh, they were pissed at her?
Very pissed. They wanted Kevin James. She's like, he's Catholic. He's pretty religious. He doesn't want to be Scientologist. See ya.
I can't wait till next week when she's doing the whole show on David Miscavige. That should be a great show. Last night's show was...
She better mention how he orders two meals.
I hope
wasn't
so.
Wasn't it three or is it two?
It's two. It's two. But that, you know, that's a little bit of good light on him. So it looks a little more balanced. She should go, he had this really good idea. He'd order two meals and then pick which one he wanted to eat.
Yeah, that was great. I did appreciate that. He's a powerful guy. Why shouldn't he have a choice of two meals? Anyway.
You don't want one of his meals.
What's that?
The new Kraft macaroni and cheese dip. Made with, you know, da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
That's his chef. Hey, what are you? What's personal chef. What's meal number one tonight?
The new Kraft macaroni and cheese dip. Made with, you know, da, da, da.
Ew, I'll take the other one.
What's number two?
Let's see, number two was...
I'm the official voice for Kraft
macaroni. No, 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 shut up, Williams. What's dish two?
The new Kraft macaroni and cheese dip. Made with, you know, da, da, da.
Made the same thing.
Well, different dot dot dots. I got to catch up on that show, by the way.
Oh,
the Leah Remini show.
It's really good. They repeat it a lot. So, and you know what? On Tuesday night, it runs right before the Lacey Peterson Scott Peterson series, and that show's getting good again. I don't know why I can watch that over again because I watched it so carefully when it happened, but it's really there's a lot of stuff I forgot that's incredible to see again. Anyway, the Leah Remini show last night was about this girl. I think she's about 40. She got red hair. She's a good-looking girl. And she was born into Scientology. I think her grandparents got into it. Her mother just embraced it like crazy. And her mother's job is she's part of, it's like Scientology International. And I think her job is to, like, put down psychiatry, basically.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like a crazy job. I'm not explaining it very well, but her job was basically to point out that psychiatry is entirely unnecessary, that Scientology heals people through, you know, vitamins and exercise.
Yeah, Tom told us that regarding Brooke Shields.
Yeah, and his ankle's probably all healed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're glib.
And he's never had a cold. He hasn't had a cold since he joined Scientology. It's amazing. Anyway, this girl, when her brother was four, and I don't remember if he's older or younger. I think he's younger. No, I think he's older, actually. Anyway, he broke his arm, and after he recovered from his broken arm, or as he was recovering, he was having sort of problems, kind of tantrums. And in Scientology, you don't just have tantrums. They're from things that happen in the womb, and the mother is sort of re-energizing these things by, like, let's say she bumped into something and said, oh, shit. If she says, oh, shit, the child remembers being in the womb when she bumped into something.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ludicrous.
No, I know. It's so stupid you can't believe people actually practice this stupidity. So they decided she needed to be away from him so he could become a good child. Scientology, this is one thing that's really become clear in the show is that the parents, it's almost like they want them separated from the kids so they can put the kids in this excessive child labor for Sea Org or whatever. I can't believe I know the stupid language of this thing. Anyway, he's a good Scientology kid. He's a superstar Scientology kid, and she is too, except at 12, she doesn't want to sign up for Sea Org, and they're just badgering her to sign up. And she said, finally, just to make them stop recruiting her, she signed up in tears.
Oh, God. Nice religion.
And then she realized she couldn't take it, and she tried to commit suicide at 12 years old.
Oh, boy.
So her mother, who was on the other side of the country doing something, you know, she was not with her. Her father was dead, and her mother was doing some project on the other side of the country, which lasted, I believe, years. Her mother comes back and is at the hospital. What's that?
Probably had another family.
No, I think she was busy with the psychiatric, putting down psychiatry for being the horrible thing it is. LRH, of course. L. Ron Hubbard hated.
That kid with a broken arm, we actually have audio.
Oh, do we?
When he was trying to go to the head of Scientology to get it fixed.
Maybe I rip your arm off, beat you to death with it.
Well, that's not very nice.
Wow.
Sorry, finish your story.
Oh, well, that's the way they treat things. Anyway.
I also had the other order for Miss Gavage.
Oh,
you found it.
Yeah, you want to know what it is?
Next meal?
I think he turned this one down, too.
I'm not about to eat arm pizza.
You choose between arm pizza or Kraft macaroni and cheese with dot, dot, dot. He chose the Kraft. Who would have thought?
I'm not about to eat arm pizza.
Yeah, that's when the
I'm
little
not a
kid.
Fan of
yeah, that's him.
Arm sauce pizza. That's not my thing.
That's actual audio. Pizza.
Yeah, that's that's Miss Cabbage turning it down. The kid's sitting there.
I can't believe we have that audio. That's amazing.
I never thought about the idea that both meals that he ordered were just garbage.
Heads would be so rolling.
Two chefs.
He'd be assaulting them personally. He likes to punch it. He likes to punch people.
Punch people and slap.
And then he gets mad when they get up and like act like they're going to fight him. He was about to hit me. That's what he does. I'm serious. You think I'm joking? I'm serious.
But instead of these two chefs, competing to make a great meal, they're in cahoots to make the shittiest meal ever. Arm pizza.
And it's a 10-year-old
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner made with, you know, dot, dot, dot.
What is he talking about?
This scavenger just beat the shit out of him right there.
Oh, that would have been ugly.
Would have been
Casey Ted's so proudly presenting that meal. Smiling. He's always smiling.
Well, look at some of the meals he had to eat when he was homeless.
Well, it would be good.
He probably did have arm pizza.
Arm sauce pizza.
Oh, balls.
So anyway, this kid tries suicide at 12. Her mother returns from the other side of the country. She's so excited to see her mom, who stays with her in the hospital the entire time. She can't believe it. She's like, oh, my God, my mom cares about me. Well, it becomes apparent to her by the end of her stay that her mom is at the hospital for one reason. She doesn't want her to get psychiatric help.
Oh, God.
So she's returned to Scientology with no psychiatric help whatsoever, except for the auditing classes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. And her brother quits Sea Org. He leaves Sea Org to take a job. He's kind of a genius, it sounds like. At 16, he's still in Scientology, starts dating a girl who's not in Scientology, so the church steps in and is like, I don't know about this relationship. This girl, she doesn't seem to be in Scientology. We might not want you to be with this girl. So he gets pissed and quits Scientology completely and goes to MIT.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's doing fine at MIT. And then when he's 19, he starts contributing to a Boston Herald story on Scientology and about how horrible it is.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they're doing this big, you know, six-part series or something. And when that thing is about to run, he goes up to the 15th story of a building on MIT's campus and jumps out the window. Oh.
What?
Yeah. And a lot of people saw him fall because he had it had this unbreakable glass that he apparently had to throw a chair through to break it. And so they saw the chair, they heard the chair hit the ground, looked out the window, and he came down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oof. So, of course, they blamed that
Wouldn't there be an easier way to commit suicide than having to break an unbreakable glass with a chair?
I know. He was...
At that point.
I mean, couldn't he go on the roof?
It was the craziest effing... The whole story was so crazy. So, anyway, the daughter now, who tried to commit suicide, she leaves Scientology. She lives on this beautiful property that her great-grandparents bought and has stayed in the family for, I don't know, 70 years or something. And she's there with her husband and her two little kids. And her mother says, hey, why don't you send your 8-year-old down to visit me in Florida? I'd love to, you know, have your child for a week. See my grandchild. And she decides that she cannot trust her child with her grandmother. She will indoctrinate him with Scientology. She knows she will. She says,
How old's the child?
8.
Oh, well, yeah.
And she
Possibly.
Says, I'm sorry, I can't send the child down. And she says, well, you're going to have to get off the property, go live somewhere else. Ugh. I'm going to sell it.
Oh, man.
And more than likely, this is what I took out of it, is that she's going to give the money to Scientology. It's like hundreds of acres in this beautiful, I mean, incredibly beautiful landscape. This house, I think the great-grandparents lived in. And so it's a big fuck you to her. Unless the kid's in Scientology, nope. Not happening.
And is that Get woman out. Ever going to realize my son died because of me in Scientology?
Nope.
My I can't see my grandkids
because of suppressive persons or people.
Yeah, they're suppressive people, basically.
Oh. Wow, that is a long story, but quite well told.
Hey, should we try Lenny Dykstra again?
Yeah. Wow. Huh.
Wait, I'm not live.
What? What?
Wasn't that his comment? I'm not live.
Yeah, last time we called.
Oh yeah.
He's not very happy with us. Did you read the Lenny story?
We called him the first time we called him.
It was great. Yeah. He loved it. Do you have his number, Brandon?
I'm going to find it.
I have it over here somewhere. He's got
He does pick up the phone. I think he generally likes any attention.
Mm-hmm. So he is accused of trashing a hotel room. Here's the number. In the Hamptons. He was in the Hamptons for some reason.
Whoa.
And then he tried to steal the towels, the bed sheets, and even a receptionist's sunglasses.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Guests complained on Saturday about noise and weed smoke. Lenny, who served 6 months in prison, which we all know. You can smell the marijuana throughout the hotel. They were ordering a big bucket of ice and extra towels every few hours. At 3 a.m., Lenny called down, my brother went to the room, knocked, and he was invited in by the girl who was fully naked. Sounds like Lenny was having a blast. I don't know. What's the problem here? When Lenny left, there were open bottles of vodka and Jack Daniel's stuff everywhere.
Well, that's why they have maids, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, there you are.
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike podcast. We're hoping you had a minute for us.
What's that?
It's the Drew and Mike show. In Detroit.
We had a great talk once.
We've talked to you a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, how could we not anybody from Detroit is badass? So.
What?
I said anybody from Detroit's a badass. So I
Absolutely. Yeah. We did a great review of your book, man. We read the whole thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Are you guys live yet?
Yeah, we love the book. Talked about that liar.
No, you're not live. You're not live yet, are you?
Yeah, we can go live right now.
No, you don't want to go live right now.
No?
Is okay. I'm checking a hotel, plus we got to talk about pussy and...
we can talk about that.
We can talk about the hotel, man. I heard
Wait, what hotel? Oh, that show?
No.
That hotel, that was masquerading as a hotel, meaning no service. I mean, the only service they had was me bringing their towels out. They didn't have any meat. Go live. Let me get my room here.
We're rocking. All right.
Okay.
All right. Lenny,
we'll go live.
Lenny Dykstra. I don't know where Lenny is right now, but
I'm
think
in
we've
Manhattan.
got
in the city that never sleeps.
He's on the phone
I'm
with
like
us.
I don't like the Hamptons where those guys think they're born with a better piston up there, you know?
Yeah, they are elitist. What are they trying
to... But the problem is your boy... The problem is your boy, the dude, what he did wrong was he tried to get press out of it. And that's why he volunteered his pervert brother out there saying,
"Yeah,
like, why would you say this? He walked in there naked." Meaning, my girl freaked, the girl was just freaked out, man. She walked in the door, she's in the shower. This guy walks to the shower door, stares at her, knocks on the thing, she's freaked out, puts the towels down. So, like, be careful what you wish for, bro, because all I did is bring your towels down to you. Meaning because they mounted and mounted and mounted to the point where no one answers the phone. They don't speak fucking English. The place is a joke, dude. Meaning Hotel Z. Mm-hmm. Should be called Hotel F. Hotel F for fucking failing and F for Hotel Fuck You.
Yeah.
You think in the Hamptons you'd get a nice hotel room.
Not these jokers.
No, dude. No kidding. They stayed up to $1,500 a night. They say I trashed the room. How do you trash a room with a bed and nothing else?
Well, what's bitching about a liquor bottle in a room? Who doesn't have a liquor bottle in a room? They have liquor bottle.
Oh, liquor bottle in a room. They're all, these guys are, let's see, they're pretty boys. They're all too, you know, too cool for school up there. And so, like, oh, I'm sorry. We kept calling operator and no one answered. I'm sorry. We're only guests. And then, like, no one works there. Then the one that does work there is Russian. Then they speak fucking English. Hmm. English, so, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Hey, that's we know that line.
Yeah, it's so, Sam Jackson.
Yeah, anyway, so like I said, guys have to be careful what he's wished for, because why would a guy volunteer out there, his brother, walked in to a naked girl? I mean, no, come on, dude. Like, why you, sort of, you gotta have a better tell. The guy must be a terrible poker player.
Yeah, I liked what your comment was about the naked woman that you told Page Six.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it? Which one? 1-5, 10-15, 20? I don't know.
So
which one are you talking about?
You said the only thing I had in my room was my dick in my hand.
My dick in my hand.
That's what that guy wanted to see. He wanted to see Lenny Dykstra's dong.
No, he didn't, dude. He's a pervert. He had them eyes, dude. They never lie, bro.
Yeah, he was probably staring right at your crotch when you checked in.
No, he's a pervert, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
They never lie. You don't walk in rooms like that, dude. Naked.
What?
He goes right to the door.
I don't understand. Why did he walk in anyway?
Right to the shower door. I checked. The girl freaked out.
Did he open the door himself?
Freaked out.
He let himself in?
I remember. I was out there searching for one of them, like some employee, which they didn't have any. There was no one works there. Hmm. I mean, there's no front desk. So I'm out there searching to no avail. As I walk back up, you know, she's... And I freaked out, and I should tell them what happened. I didn't want to say anything. But then Bozo, you know, I think he's Mr. Cool down there. It's so far for him being cool in the Hamptons. Like, he thinks he's got these restaurants. Now he's going to get, who knows, the guy's probably, the eyes, they don't ever lie. Look the guy in the eyes. And I said, look me in the eyes, motherfucker. Look me in the eyes when I talk to you. Don't look away. No, hey. Stay right here, okay? And he said, boo.
I think that sounds like this place on a scale of 1 to 10, it deserves a rating of 2 strawberry dongs.
No, it's not that, dude. What it is the guy, see, the guy is a pervert. There's some kind of sick fuck boxing on girls. It's not his first time he's done that.
Well, that's why I rated 2 strawberry dongs, because he sounds like he's a pervert. And a 2 out of 10 isn't very good.
What he is, dude, is he's a pussy, dude.
He couldn't
look me in the eyes.
Did he Pearl Harbor the room? Is that what you're saying? He just let himself in?
Pearl Harbor the girl. The poor girl. This young girl. Nice girl. Innocent girl, man. You know, it's another gift from God.
Wow.
Shower, and he starts knocking. She thought it was me.
Ugh.
And the next thing you know, dude, it's this pervert. Dude, I saw when I first saw him, I said them eyes, man. The eyes, Chico, they never lie.
What about this thing he said about you stealing the receptionist's sunglasses?
I know, it's so great. Like, she's the only one with Ray-Bans, really?
No, please.
Jesus Christ.
I have a pair of Ray-Bans. That doesn't mean I stole them from her.
Stealing the glasses. I like to know. I like stealing the clothes, the towels. Well, that's a good heist. I dropped them right out in front of their non-existing body. And a laundry bag for him.
What a joke.
How long did you stay there, Lenny?
He tried to get me to, he let this story out. Meaning, so he tried to get Bill to get some play out of it. The only thing he's going to get, all kinds of problems now. And by the way, the towels, I'm not really into Land's End towels, my friend. Maybe a little, you know, little frette, a little Italian, you know, thread count, not Land's End.
They claim you took the Land's sheets, End too.
Towels, the sheets.
What's the thread count on those crappy sheets?
I put the sheets in their laundry basket so they could, like, get out of our way. No major there. Because, you know, like, I mean, you know, we went a few rounds, you know, bro.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. You know how many rounds did you go? That's probably why she was excited when you were knocking on the door. She was ready for another round, and it's this pervert. Well,
no, she wasn't excited.
She was worn out.
Maybe at that point, but I'm not in the shower.
Lenny, I've heard your sex.
You're not?
I've heard your sex tips.
No shower, no water shit, none of that shit. I'm a stone cold missionary man.
Yeah.
just driving down through, dude. Driving down through.
Lenny, are you gonna do a book with your sex tips? I've heard you do them on the radio, but it seems like you'd have a.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Lenny's in Manhattan.
Is that Al Hendricks?
Sounded like him.
All right.
Well, did Lenny disappear? Is Lenny gone?
I don't know.
LD?
There you go.
She's under Kyle Leslie.
There's Lenny.
Yeah.
Who are you hanging with?
Another dope. What is this fucking? Everyone that works at hotels gonna be a fucking dope.
You know this guy that owns this hotel. I was googling him. He thinks he's hot shit.
Oh yeah, dude. He's gonna. Be, dude, the bottom line is, dude. He tried to get a little free press out. Guess what happens? Play this fire, you get burned. But more than that, you fuck the nails, you get the hammer, dude.
Exactly. Wow.
And so now the little buddy, wait, he's a pussy, dude. I can't stand a man who won't look you in the eye, you know? And then the Hamptons is so...
No.
Like, oh.
Oh, Lenny. Like,
the Hamptons. What the fuck?
I'm surprised you'd be caught dead in the Hamptons, Lenny. It doesn't sound like your style.
Well, no, I actually did a charity event, you know?
Oh, cool.
I'm a man of the people, bro. I'm a man of the people.
Okay. What was the charity?
The Art of Eating Pussy.
very important charity.
Charity, some softball game for writers and artists and fucking weirdos. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line, no good deed goes unpunished, dude.
Yeah,
well, my lawyers always tell me
that's a shame.
So
I've never.
Dude, the towels are mounting to shoot. Remember?
Well, I've never heard of you having problems with a hotel before. It just seems like...
They all love me. If you went out three or four times, you got to change out more towns, okay? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I went from my artwork to my more... back to my old style a little bit.
Lenny,
got a new dick bill. Fucking electric.
Are you going to get back in the stock picking business? You were so good at that.
So I am. GoNailsInvestments.com. I'm like 701 now.
Oh, 701 picks in a row?
Yes, you don't care about that, though. That's good news.
Oh, no, I care about it. I was blown away.
NailsInvestments.com.
NailsInvestments.com.
I've been running it for 8 years straight.
All right, a lot of people are going to be interested in that.
3 picks a week. I like that plug you're giving me, bro. Nice.
No, absolutely. No.
Because listen, people that they made $1.7 million and people that follow me, and this big group, when they tried to put me in jail for something like maybe like the right reason, like tried to investigate me, and he said, no, this one has 110-0 working for Kramer. And he said, there's no way you're 110-0. You're defrauding people. And I said, you want to investigate me? Roll the dice and take your chance. I ate breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans trained to kill me. So I think for a second you're going to come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous. My boy, Jack.
No, we're well aware of your
Nicholson,
history.
Nicholson, dude. That's Nicholson,
dude. Yeah.
Anyways, that's still going strong. But And then they got this other liberal bitch, whatever that means. Liberal sounds kind of sexy, but I think it's like someone way left, I guess. Caroline Pelletier or something. Okay, thanks, my man. You know, you guys hear about the Facebook post?
No.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, you guys check this one out, man. My boy Eric Bowling, you know, said he sent a dick pics or whatever. By the way, if I send dick pics, they'd be going for about $1 million fucking dollars right now. But they ain't going. No one gets no pictures of PC or love. But hey, so check it out. Her Facebook post, she says, I don't even work for them, dude. So, like, she throws me in there saying that I asked her, here's her original post. I persistently asked her to a party. Ooh. And then I had to say, well, here's number one. I don't remember, and I'll tell you why I don't remember. I saw her picture just now. There's no way I'd ask her to a party. Number two, she picked the wrong date. Like, she's only off by 10 days. Number three, I might sue her father, mother and father, too, for having her. Okay? And number four, she's a man-hater, dude. A man-hater. Masquerading as a professor. I can't give a job in any other university.
Well, is it criminal to ask someone to a party tonight. Persistently anyway?
Yeah. You're gonna see, hey, tonight will be exciting for you, bro. What's your name?
Drew.
Huh? Sean, my man. All right, keep it stiff, bro. Hey. So let's go up now. Let's go north. So we like to go north.
Lenny, keep it stiff is really caught on with our audience. They love that. A lot of people close.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, every email ends with keep it stiff. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, so that's why I took I might lose you in the elevator here.
Okay.
But if you want, you can call me back in 10 minutes. I got to polish up PC anyway.
All right, Lenny, it's great talking to you, as always.
All right, man. You guys call me anytime.
Thanks, you bet. Brother.
Right. Keep it stiff.
Right. Keep it stiff.
Yes. We also, are you going to do a shot, Maz?
Well, Jeremy brought these little bottles. I got a Crown Royal Regal Apple here in front of me.
It wasn't bad.
You tried it?
Yeah, I did. It was good.
Mark had a Fireball.
Still good. I had a Trudy Zip Fizz, too.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'll think about it as the show progresses.
Sounds
Brandon, good. We got some stuff here for you as well.
Right on.
All right? For you to chill out after your long day at work, back at work again.
What's the issue, Maz?
On
not whether you will or won't. You're sounding kind of soft.
I don't drink, as you know.
But not because... Are you an alcoholic?
No.
I forgot.
I never liked
it. You had a drinking problem when you woke up on Mother's Day?
No, it wasn't
you
a drinking
were facing...
problem. No, it was just that evening.
But one shot would not put you on the floor.
How do you know?
I don't know. Maybe it would. I mean, if you're that soft, then don't do it.
Well, I am. That is my...
Peer pressure.
You know, I've never caved to peer pressure, right? You understand that?
What do the guests think? Should we pressure to take a
shot?
They
did bring it. I think they do want us to.
They brought Kit Kats and Reese's and Snickers and
Jeremy,
dog treats.
Jeremy takes great care of me. There's no question.
Okay.
I'm the talk of the dealership the last time he unloaded.
I'll
a bunch
bring
of candy.
The cookies.
They even brought Milanos. My Milano
Sweet.
Stock was going down.
All right.
I might do this a little bit later.
I don't think so.
Well, he always
it
does.
Is my
if
day.
If you shot, I'd feel a little better about it.
It is my day.
Come on, take another shot.
It is your day.
Maz away.
You've been drinking as long as me. You build up your tolerance.
What? That was another baby sip.
At this rate, he might be done by next Tuesday.
I think I need a slice of pizza.
Oh, my God. That was so wimpy, man.
Look, I got a third of the bottle down.
That's a one-shot bottle. I'm taking two sips. My God, where's Soft Magazine? This is breaking Soft Magazine news.
By the way, Matt Jennings wants a picture of our winners so for Soft Magazine cover.
Yes.
Cover shot.
I think you've earned the Soft Magazine cover.
Fine. I'm the cover boy, for crying out loud. That magazine was devoted for me.
Well, this is definitely a soft moment on the show. Wait, Mass has one.
I know.
15th of.
Don't worry about it. Someone
shot left.
Someone call him an Uber.
Congratulations, Jeremy. You're poisoned to me.
Ready for another one?
You know, I heard Norm MacDonald talking about the fact that he quit drinking about 30 years ago, not because he was an alcoholic. He just is not a great drinker. He just doesn't like drinking that much. Mm-hmm. So he said anytime he goes to a party, people think he's an alcoholic because he doesn't
That's
drink.
That's the way my whole life has been.
But I was just thinking, what if you were an alcoholic and this sent you off on a huge binge?
That would be
like
something.
A 3-week bender.
That would be something. Okay. But I never was. I just never liked drinking.
I'm at that point in my life where things are hitting me like, oh my God, I'm officially old. Like I've skipped into that part where I'm an old man now.
Wait till you fast forward to 58 somehow.
Oh, I know, but I know that's coming. But it really hit me like I'm not a young guy. But the first time it really hit me was when I was like, I want to drink but not get drunk. Like I enjoy the taste of certain things, but I don't really want to.
That never happened to me.
I don't want to get hammered.
Do you really like the taste of alcohol?
I do.
No, I don't. Right. I never did.
Really? How many people really like the taste of alcohol?
I do.
Fully admit I like drugs better.
Too. I like beer.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, my wife loves it.
I don't want to be in the bathroom peeing.
But I just never drinking. I did it. I mean, believe me, I did plenty of it. But it never.
You
it
like
seems
the taste
to have a depressing
beer,
effect on me.
Wine,
no,
really?
Nope.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine.
What's your favorite drink?
What else you want to know?
And more.
What's your favorite drink? I mean, no. Period.
Coke. Yes.
How about like milk?
I do like. Are you lobbying for milk?
I love milk.
Twitter poll.
Chocolate milk.
Milk or Coke?
Chocolate milk. Amazing. Amazing.
No, I had chocolate milk
it's
in my refrigerator. I'm surprised you didn't drink any of it.
Notice. Milk.
I didn't open the fridge today.
It's not in there.
Get him some milk.
I like milk with carnation and some breakfast. I picked some up.
I've never had
recently.
That.
You never had carnation and some breakfast? Really? No. Did you ever have Nestle's to put in your
milk? Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Bosco?
That's how Adam West got the job for Batman. Did you know that?
What?
He was in a Nestle's Quick commercial.
How do we get Batman into
it's
chocolate
always,
milk?
You brought up Nesquik.
He's going to mention Seinfeld because of a word you just said.
Bosco.
it was George's password.
It's George's password.
Do you want to correct the episode that you had incorrect? You made an incorrect statement about an episode. And you were busted for
it. Yeah, and I went back and forth with that gentleman on email.
Is everything okay?
That's time was
the reason I was a little bit off on that one, and just a little bit off.
That sent the impression I got in the email.
It was just a little off because I was rushing through it because I know I bore you guys with my Seinfeld crap, so I like to rush through stuff like that.
So it was our fault.
It was.
I was actually very anxious about Ryan's video, which he promised. Did it ever go up?
No.
No?
No. Such bull.
Okay. I've tried to call off the dogs. I think 240 thumbs down is enough. Is it still 240 or is it
Hey,
more?
Man, that's his moniker, though. Thumbs down Ryan. You know?
I just think I think we should put a limit on the thumbs down.
What?
I saw you reprimanding people today on Twitter.
With 9-year-olds. Anybody else, if it was an adult, I'd say no limit. Yeah, I was trying to call off the dogs. I just feel like
you didn't realize what you unleashed.
No, and I understand why all 240 people are angry. He deserves a thumbs down, and showbiz is tough. He put himself out there. He's learning a tough lesson. I think it's good.
Instead of calling the dogs off, can we focus them elsewhere?
Yes, we can. And I was going to get to that. First, though, boy, this is tough.
Tough.
You know, I hate to pile on a 3-year-old, but his father is declaring him a prodigy.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think he's that good. Okay, for a 3-year-old, he's pretty good. I don't think he's a prodigy. And I think he's a bit of a hot dog. He's playing with a symphony. And
what?
The kid won't stop. And not only that, the father's behind him, like an inch behind him, being a human metronome. If he's such a prodigy.
Yeah, you don't need the metronome.
Why does he need that? And why is he out of time? And why does he keep playing when the symphony's done? The symphony people, I mean, you have to look at the video. I thought they looked like. Yeah,
all right, where do we find said genius?
Oh, boy.
What?
I know I'm starting something on a 3-year-old. I have mixed feelings
about
it.
Well, maybe he's good.
They're not that mixed, though. The good thing is if he's a prodigy, he will read them. You got him?
Yeah.
3-year-old prodigy. Yeah, that's it, Jay.
Yeah, I remember from last night.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Oh, boy. Little hot dog in his tuxedo. Yeah, boy, Daddy.
You make America's Got Talent yet?
The apron strings to Daddy are pretty strong. Dad's right behind him. He's in his tiny chair. He's a little bit to get going here. And then he starts to kind of go like, oh, he's pretty good.
Nice audio, too, by the way. Can I blame his father for that?
Yes. Yeah, oh, he's also got a mohawk. That pissed me off. Say, if he didn't have a mohawk, I might have let it slide. And anybody who's saying, you know, lay off, he's a three-year-old, he put himself out there. He's playing, he's a prodigy.
He doesn't want to be doing that. He wants to be watching cartoons.
He's smarter than any of us will ever be, so I think he put himself out there. He's hitting a cymbal over and over. It just looks like he's playing drums to anything right now. But he's going to do some cool things, though.
He's pretty good so far. He looks cool under pressure.
No, I disagree. It's pretty good. Okay, hits the cymbal when they go, na, 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 na.
You know what I feel bad for?
Just criticizing his shoes.
You know who I feel bad for? Oh. The people in the orchestra are being upstaged by a three-year-old.
Absolutely. I think this is total crap.
Attention's on a three-year-old.
I don't think they care, Mark. Oh, he dropped a stick.
Oh!
You wouldn't care if you were upstaged by if I brought Charlotte in here and she did the podcast with us and everyone was paying attention to her?
Well. I don't think he's in time here.
I only got one day.
I think he's just playing. Anything. Which is what three-year-olds do.
I think Drew clip-on tie.
Oh, yeah, that's a clip-on. No, there's a lot of reasons to criticize this child.
All right, so far I'm disagreeing with you.
Okay, here's the human metronome behind him. That's bullshit.
Think this kid got any groupies backstage afterwards?
Okay, you're doing okay.
That's just Charlotte would like him.
He's really into it. He does hit the drums pretty hard, too.
She'd roll her eyes at him.
By the way, for a good laugh, Google "this guy's in the wrong band."
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it many times. It's really funny, though. I saw it last night again. Okay, he's kind of on. Oh, wait. Wait. The song's over.
Done. Solo!
What? Wait, this is the symphony I came to see, not a three-year-old putzing around.
It's a solo, man, drum solo. Every orchestra has one.
Well, the father gets the crowd clapping, by the way. That was not spontaneous. Yeah, look at how pissed those guys are. They are pissed.
They're questioning their life choices.
I don't blame them. I would have already resigned.
That pedophile on the right is into it.
Okay, the dad is acting like he's just clapping. No, he's being a metronome. Okay, done?
Oh, terrible roll.
Wait, you're done. Get off the stage. Get off the stage. You're not that good. This is boring. I don't care how old you are. I paid money to see the symphony, and you're boring me.
There's this groupie.
It's grandma.
Father's telling him to stop.
Yeah, wrap it up, Brad.
Oh, but he's not stopping. Oh, still going. Doesn't take direction very well. He's pissed. The kid's pissed. Oh, my. What a recalcitrant brat. Get off the stage. Boo!
Oh, yeah.
Boo! Yeah, watch him throw. How soon is he going to chuck those at somebody? Oh, a bow. Why does dad keep holding him? What, he can't be asked to do anything?
He's a three-year-old, Drew.
Why is he on stage?
I don't think he's a prodigy then, because he doesn't follow direction very well.
How much do you think you got paid for that?
I don't even want to think. What were the comments? I'm curious. Does anyone share our opinion? I'm sure there's got to be a lot of thumbs down.
You know what? I don't have it up. Do you have the comments, Jay? Yeah. I do have comments.
1,500 thumbs down.
Oh. What's the title of the...
3-year-old Russian drummer leads orchestra
Russian,
of adult musicians.
Just do 3-year-old drumming prodigy markets, first one.
He also has 35,000 thumbs up. What a bunch of kiss asses. Just because it's a 3-year-old, 3's not that young.
His parents gave him a girly name, too.
When I was 3, I was running around the house naked.
Drew, if you type in 3-year-old drumming prodigy, you get tons of them. You want to hear another one? This guy's name's Howard Wong. And there's an ad before.
Is he playing?
Let's see.
Is he playing with a symphony?
No, he's playing out in the street.
I don't know. I don't think I want to listen to another one. I don't want to sit through a lot of it.
Oh, this guy's pretty good.
Is this like karaoke drumming?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably practiced it every day of his life. Oh, he's already better than Lars Ulrich. Get you kiss asses.
You want to hear what the first comment is under Howard Wong?
Okay.
This is not me saying it. This is someone else. Hey, those Asians are good at everything except sports. What?
Oh, boy. What?
How about Ichiro?
Well, okay. And there's
think of a lot of Japanese athletes that are dominating professionals.
Well, you have Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao's Filipino.
Asian?
Yeah, Filipino.
Other Asians, though?
Ichiro
is good, I admit.
Oh,
a few pitchers.
Kim Jong-il's really good at golf.
Oh, that's right. He had 8 holes in one his first time out.
First time, natural.
Was Dennis with him?
No.
Wasn't pulling the flag out for him?
Just him.
All right, if there's anyone else we need to pile on, let me know.
Do you want to hear the response?
I really had initially mixed feelings until I watched it again. That kid deserves every thumbs down he gets. A lot of build up.
The responses to your tweet?
Yeah.
You tweeted out, podcast listeners, please stop giving thumbs down to a 9-year-old on YouTube. I know this is a do as I say, not as I do, but it's out of hand. And so right away. Yeah, I cringed when you're telling people to do that. We never told people to do that.
No.
Nobody told us.
It was a natural pile-on. I mean, it was hard. And people are having trouble resisting. It's not easy to not put the kid down.
Let's see. And then Tony writes, definitely. Can you guys share the link so we could be doubly sure of which video we're not supposed to thumbs down? Next one, Mark in Chicago. Uh-oh, sounds like someone's parents yelled at Drew.
No, that did not happen.
I guess moms do knows best. From Colin.
Ricky.
Another guy, James, just sent a winking emoji. Ron says, done. Now that sucking bowels song was hilarious.
Oh, there's a really funny video to that. Oh, my God. It won't translate. I mean, you have to see the video. Jay, I'll have to put a link up. It's it looks like to me it's a Jewish ceremony of some kind. And they make it look like the rabbi is singing this song.
Oh, fun.
The congregants are dancing to it. It looks very real.
That's the lip moving app?
Sent that to me.
Here's another one Doug wrote. Let's reverse the trend. Today's kids need to hear how great they are. Compliments only.
Oh, no. No, that's not what I meant. I just meant there's been enough criticism.
John wrote, too bad we can't just thumbs down his parents, which 100%.
I know. That is
really
a shame.
What it's about. And then Mr. Magoo ends it with, your kids are soft.
Yes. Ryan has really not. He's taken it fairly well, hasn't he?
Well, he put up that video that said, my new intro, not clickbait, which turns out to be clickbait. Claims he was going to have a new video.
Don't tell me more. I'll change my mind. Oh, it's entitled, Jews Dancing to I Got Bitches.
Everybody report to the motherfucking dance floor with they motherfucking drinks.
It's a little disrespectful. I'm going to tell you that up front.
Brown titties with them pepperoni nipples because I'm coming for you.
It really looks like the guy's playing it on the I did not create this. How many views does this have, Jay?
They got good rhythm.
Licking the dick, sucking the ball, swallowing down. Only 822,000. To the ground, spin around and round, and these stacks get down. I mean, it looks so real, doesn't it?
Yeah, they would laugh at it up, and that's how
I fall. I like to think that.
Oh, yeah.
Sucking on my bowels,
licking on my balls. Ugh. Bitches, they know.
That's awesome.
Stick it in that booty hole. Oh, my balls, suck on my balls.
Oh, yeah.
Someone pointed out to me about when he says the thing about pepperoni nipples in the beginning. The guy goes, there's a guy in like the studio goes, what was that? Like laughing at the ridiculousness. Ridiculousness. If you listen closely to the intro right after he mentions pepperoni nipples, you can faintly hear a guy say, what the fuck is that? I thought you guys get a laugh. Shout out.
Got a lot of really good email today. I gotta say, I don't think anything has brought in better email than criticizing a 9-year-old on YouTube.
No.
And I think it was in the right spirit. Maybe it got a little crazy, but...
Well, once again, we got to point out where to...
When did you realize it was going wrong, Drew?
Well, when it got over 100 thumbs down. I mean, there's only like, what, 6 thumbs up?
Yeah.
You know, it's all family on there. They think YouTube is just a place for the family to have fun. Their family.
If they privatized it, they could have. But they didn't.
Nobody wants people to see it.
I want YouTube to get less cluttered. I don't want these people to have 5 views on there crapping up YouTube. There's too much crap. I can't find what I want. Even when it's there, I have to go through, you know, some guy giving a bass lesson for the song I want to hear. And sometimes, a lot of times they say it up front. They say, how to play bass on Under My Thumb. And then sometimes it just says, Under My Thumb, Rolling Stones. You go on there, it's a fucking bass guitar lesson. Stop it.
Sweet.